Chapter 2. It was midday on the following Monday. Wild and wet, rain streaming down the window panes, so that it was impossible to see the swollen grey sky beyond. Frida had seen two patients and made notes, and now she had time to go to number 9 for a quick lunch before her afternoon sessions. In the past few months, ever since the last terrible summer, she had taken pleasure from the steady pattern of her life. A little muse house with its open fire, the work here in her consulting room and at the warehouse, the small circle of friends, the hours spent alone and in silence, making drawings in her garret study or playing through chess games. Gradually the horror had receded, and now it stood far off, on the rim of her consciousness. She picked up her coat and slung her bag over her shoulder. She was going to get wet, but she didn't mind that. As she pushed open the door into her anteroom, the first things that she saw were the shoes. Brown brogues, old. Then the legs, stretched out in their brown corduroy trousers, ending in blue socks. She opened the door fully. Walter Levin sat up straighter in the armchair and pushed his spectacles back up his nose. He beamed at her. "What are you doing here?" Levin stood up. He was wearing a tweed jacket with large buttons that reminded Frida of men's clubs, open fires, wood-panelled rooms, whiskey and pipes. When she shook the hand he held out, it was warm and strong. "I thought we could have a chat." "No, I mean, literally, what are you doing here? How did you get in from the street?" "A nice woman was coming out as I was coming in."
"I don't believe you."
"Does it matter?"
"Why couldn't you have rung to make an appointment like a normal person?"
"I tried that and it didn't work."
He raised his eyebrows at her. Frida didn't reply.
"Can I carry your bag for you?"
"No, thank you." He took his coat from the back of the armchair and buttoned himself into it, then wound a checked scarf round his neck.
"I have an umbrella," he said genially.
"I'm probably going in a different direction from you."
"I'm here to ask you to dinner."
"Dinner?"
"Not just any dinner."
He patted his pockets vaguely, one after the other, then bent down to look.